Welcome to the podcast, God Wants to Talk to You. 15 minutes of Bible talk hosted by a regular guy, ordinary non-church affiliated layman named Michael.
Hey, welcome to another episode. I'm so excited for today. I have really awesome news I want to share up front before I get into the podcast today, where we are going to talk mostly about the Holy Spirit and bounce around a little bit and do a few different readings. But I love to know when the Lord is at work with us, when the Lord is at work amongst us, and He is every single day. And I wanted to share this story, and I asked her if I could share this story, and she said I could. So I wanted to tell you, I heard from one of the listeners today. Her name is Lori, and she's a wonderful lady, and I always hear from her. She's got very kind words to say about the podcast. She likes to listen to it and is growing in her journey along the way. And she's had some struggles in her life recently that she has shared with me. And she's dealing with grief and the loss of a spouse, and it's been very hard for her, and she's finding comfort in her faith, and it's really cool to see. But one of the things we had talked about, one of the many times that I have chatted with her, is the prayer of surrender to Jesus, and we talked about it on the podcast, and she'd hit me up and said, I thank you for that. I started doing it, and it's really helping me. And that's when you just pray, Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Take care of everything. You say it three times. Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Take care of everything. And it's very freeing. And we read in the Bible how we're not supposed to worry and we're not supposed to stress. And it helps. It's a great tool to try in your prayer arsenal, if you will. And she had been doing that. And she sent me a thing today. And it was, here's what's weird. I'm so happy. I feel like I'm part, like I'm so happy for her that I'm like, it's like it happened to me. I was that excited when she told me, because it is a great, great story of faith and just knowing that God is always with you and God always has your back. And she was telling me that since the loss of her spouse, she was having struggles and financial struggles along the way too. You lose an income and things don't get easy. And she said this month she was $1,300 short. And she woke up this morning and she had been doing the prayer and just putting faith in, you can't worry, putting faith in God and Jesus. And she said she woke up and all of a sudden there was a deposit into her account she sent me the link to it, and it showed she had a deposit for like $1,372. And she needed $1,300 to make ends meet this month. And lo and behold, it came. It was just one of those things. She had prayed on it. She had faith, and it just came to her. It was a deposit, some money that was owed to her deceased husband, and it went deposited straight into the account. So what an absolute blessing. And you can't tell me that's not God at work in her life. That's not Jesus. And Jesus always has your back. You are never alone. In those times when you feel so alone, in those times when it just seems like no one is there to help you, God will come through with something, somehow. God will come through. So an absolute blessing, and thank you, Lori, for sharing that with me, and God bless you. And all of you out there, please say a prayer for her. She needs it, and we all need it, but I absolutely am ecstatic about that story, because it, to me, that is just proof of what we talk about here on the podcast, that God is with you. You are never alone in your darkest hour. No matter what it is, God is there. Even if it's just to comfort you as you cry, to comfort you as you are sad, you're not alone. So know that, and know that the Lord works in mysterious ways. And thank you so much, Lori, for sharing that with me. I love that happened for you. I'm so excited. So God bless you. And let's get into our Holy Spirit talk for tonight, because the Holy Spirit's probably the toughest. I'm still coughing. I apologize. Probably the toughest thing to talk about in the entire Bible. It's the Godhead, the Father who is God, the Creator God, Jesus the Son, and then the Holy Spirit. And you're like, well, who's the Holy Spirit? I've never seen painting renditions of the Holy Spirit. Like, who's the Holy Spirit? And then we hear all of the stories, the Holy Spirit's throughout the Bible, as an equal, a divine, it's a divine person in the Trinity, equal to God, the Father, and the Holy Ghost. They are a Trinity. And this is how I, I'm sorry. This is how I looked at it myself. My theory. This is Robert's theory. This is not anything I got from the Bible. And remember, I am not a seminary trained. And I've funny, I've had priests who were really honest where I've said, like, we can you explain the Holy Spirit? And they're like, that's a tough one. I probably can't do it. But here's how I see it. God is the creator, the Father. God is God. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus was there from the beginning of time with God through the creation of the world and has been with God since then. The Holy Spirit is like the overflowing love of God and Jesus that they have for one another, that they share with us. And the Holy Spirit can come to us to enlighten us, to teach us. People speak tongues when the Holy Spirit comes upon them. And by that, I mean, they can understand languages they didn't know. They know things they shouldn't know. It is straight knowledge from God. And it is a gift from God that the Holy Spirit then enlightens us so that we may bring people back to God. So God is the creator. Jesus is the savior. Jesus saves us. And then the Holy Spirit enlightens us so that we can go tell other people about God and Jesus, and then they can be saved. It's that, it's like a circle, a rotating circle. It all leads back to God and to Jesus. So God the Father, Jesus the Savior, the Son, and then the Holy Spirit is the enlightener, if you will, the person who drops knowledge upon us, the heavenly truth we get from the Holy Spirit. Now, where it's interesting in the Old Testament, like in Genesis, very Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, or I'm sorry, verse 2, it says, when God was forming, there was empty darkness. And this is, we covered this a little bit last week when God created everything. But it says, darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. So the Holy Spirit was there too in the beginning. So we've got Jesus there, God there, got the Holy Spirit there. But here's the thing about the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. The Holy Spirit would come to people. Let's see, in Samuel, the Holy Spirit comes into Samuel when he was there to anoint King David. And so we're in Samuel 16, verse 13. The Lord said to Samuel, rise and anoint him. This is the one. So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. Now, what it doesn't say is the Spirit of the Lord dwelt within David. Upon David, meaning around him, meaning guiding him, meaning giving him wisdom and knowledge, but not in him. And we hear the same sort of stories in Judges, the same sort of stories in Ezekiel. The Spirit in the Old Testament empowered individuals for specific purposes, but didn't dwell within believers permanently. And believe me, if you're baptized, saved Christian, the Holy Spirit is in you. You've got the Holy Spirit in you. But why was that not before? Well, let's get into, see where we're in John. Got another reading, John chapter 14, verse 26. And it says, when Jesus is telling the disciples that, you know, what's happening when he's going to go away, he's already told them he's going to die. And they're all, they start to get upset. And he says, all this I've spoken while I'm still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. So Jesus now tells us, and what does that happen? That point of the Bible is called Pentecost. And that is after Jesus has been resurrected and he is ascended to heaven. And he tells them over and over, once I ascend to heaven, once I go back, my Father will send the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will tell you everything and enlighten you. And what happened in Pentecost? You had all of the disciples, and they were holed up, absolutely terrified that they were going to be next. And they were all literally living in fear, the disciples. They were cowering inside of a building, and they were afraid to put outside because somebody would be like, hey, that's one of those guys that was with Jesus. Get him too. That's what they were just seeing about to happen to themselves. So here they are, and then Jesus says, all right, the Holy Spirit's coming. Jesus ascends into heaven. They're locked in fear, and here comes the Holy Spirit. What happens when the Holy Spirit comes? This is how you know at Pentecost when that happened, the Holy Spirit went into them. They all began speaking different languages, understanding different languages. They remembered everything Jesus had said to them. They remembered all of the scripture, fulfillment of the scripture that we talk about so much from the Old Testament, all the writings of the Old Testament. And then magically they knew, oh, this is where that tied to Jesus. This is where that happened. They are the guys that wrote the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, because Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were in that room. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were one of the first humans on this planet to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's how that came about. So the Holy Spirit now dwells within believers. And when they would pass on the gifts that Jesus gave them of healing, of being able to raise the dead, of being able to make the lame walk, of being able to drive out demons and all of that, Jesus gave to the disciples. That was the Holy Spirit dwelling within them is how they did it. You can do it too. You have the Holy Spirit in you as well. I don't think you're going to be able to bring people. I'm be honest, you're not going to bring people back from the dead. But I believe there are healers out there to this day. I believe you can do amazing things because the Holy Spirit dwells within you as a believer. Now, one of the biggest things that I'm going to get to is how important the Holy Spirit is in the Trinity. Like, and this is, there's a very powerful reading that we'll get to here in a little bit. But the Holy Spirit now is poured out onto all believers. So in those old days, they're very clear in the Old Testament that the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost, some people call it, would dwell around these people. Even King David didn't dwell within him, but dwelled around him. And we have more Holy Spirit's roles from Romans chapter 8, the Spirit gives life, Galatians chapter 5, fruit of the Spirit, 1 Corinthians, the gifts of the Spirit. So we learn all of these things come from the Holy Spirit. Now, so we've got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that really, if you knock, he's the one that's going to come through to really let you know. If you seek, what you will find is you will find the Holy Spirit dwelling within you, and then on your faith journey, you will go and you will be enlightened. The Holy Spirit is vitally important, equal to God and Jesus. It is the Holy Trinity of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is out there. In fact, so equal that in this, it's in both in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Three of the Gospels tell this. Let's go to Matthew. It is chapter 12, verse 31 and 32. He says, "And so I tell you, every kind of sin and slander can be forgiven, but blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but anyone who speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or in the age to come." You're like, wait a minute. Jesus is our Savior. Jesus is our Lord. Jesus is the Messiah. You can speak awful of Jesus and be forgiven, but if you say anything bad against the Holy Spirit, I don't understand. Well, let's hear what Mark has to say about it. Mark says in Mark chapter 3, 28 through 30, "Truly I tell you, people can be forgiven for all their sins and every slander they utter, but whoever blasphemies against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. They are guilty of an eternal sin." So that's Mark. Now let's get to Luke. Luke chapter 12, verse 10. "And everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but anyone who blasphemies against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven." Now, the fact this is in three Gospels, it is written a little differently in each of the Gospels because it's the personal experience of each of these firsthand witnesses. So Jesus said this to them, and they were, you would think they would be baffled because they're like, who's this Holy Spirit? Like, I don't understand. And they know Jesus is God. Jesus is the Messiah. And here you could talk smack about him, but if you say anything against the Holy Spirit, you're going to hell for eternity. Well, here is how that works. It's what's fascinating about the Holy Spirit. So Jesus is our Savior. Jesus forgives us. Jesus died for our sins. Jesus suffered for us. But the Holy Spirit is the one that comes within you and really opens your heart to Jesus. Remember, you can only come if you're called. If you're not called, you'll never come to Jesus. If God has called you, the Holy Spirit comes upon you, if you're a believer, dwells within you, and that is really how you're saved. You're saved by your faith. Your faith will set you free. How do you get your faith? You get your faith from knowledge. How do you get your knowledge? You get your knowledge from the Holy Spirit. It's written time and time and time again in the Bible. The Holy Spirit comes upon us and dwells within us. And so if you blaspheme him or you reject him, he's never going to come within you. He's never going to open your heart. He's never going to soften your heart. And you're never going to accept Jesus. And you're never going to get Jesus in your life because you're never going to have that knowledge. You're never going to have, nothing in your journey will ever bring you to that point to accept Jesus. And that is strictly the Holy Spirit at work. It's pretty cool and powerful, considering the Holy Spirit is so hard to explain, yet is without him, you would never have Jesus. You would never get to meet Jesus. And if he comes and dwells within you, you are off to the races. You are off to the races of salvation. It's absolutely awesome. There's a lot to read about in this, but really check those out, the Gospels, about how important the Holy Spirit is. So if you speak any sort of blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, that means you reject the Holy Spirit. If you reject the Holy Spirit, you reject everything. And there's no talking to you. We'll see you in hell, my friend, is what these verses are saying in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. It is very powerful. So love the Holy Spirit. I often say prayers where I'm like, please send the Holy Spirit. If I'm stuck on something, especially if I'm reading in the Bible and I'm trying to figure something out and I can't because I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, I will, God, please send me the Holy Spirit so that I can understand this, so that I can get the message out of this that I need to get. And so I'll read it again and read it again, and the Holy Spirit, eventually I'll get it. Even my dumb self will get it, because the Holy Spirit is wonderful and will lead you to Jesus and will lead you to salvation. Very cool stuff. I love the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, but suggest that reading in all of the Gospels. And just to see it in the New Testament and Old Testament difference, they all go together. But so many times, like I said, when you go to the Old Testament, you'll see that the Holy Spirit was there, but not within. And that's the difference after we had Jesus, after we had the Messiah. And then he said, once I go away, my Father will send the Comforter. Well, the Comforter is here and the Comforter is within us all. So think about that. It's a tougher one to wrap your head around, a tougher one to explain. I hope I did it justice. I thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. As usual, I send prayers to all of you. You can always reach out to me on Instagram. Once again, Lori, thank you for sharing with me. Love your story. I am so grateful and so happy that happened to you. And I know it enriched your faith journey along the way. So God bless you, everyone. I will talk to you again very soon here with another episode of God Wants to Talk to You.
If you would like to contact us here at God Wants to Talk to You, follow us and reach out through Instagram at God Wants to Talk to You. Until next time, may the peace of our Lord be with you.